and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Alice Walker, born in Eatonton, Georgia, 1944, the youngest of eight children, daughter of poor sharecroppers, who graduated first in her high school class, won a scholarship to Spelman College in Atlanta, transferred to Sarah Lawrence, and met Langston Hughes, who became an early champion of her writing. Began to publish poetry in the late 1960s, and it was with her third novel, The Color Purple, in 1982, that she reached a much larger audience. It won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award in that year. Alice Walker, who said, "Writing saved me from the sin and inconvenience of violence." It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born in Dublin, 1923, grew up a follower of the Irish Republican Army, thanks to his father, which the boy called the Republican Boy Scouts. By the time he was 16, he was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. Spent most of the 1940s in prison, first thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of explosives through the streets of Liverpool, and then for the attempted murder of two policemen. It was during his second stay in prison he began to write. He wrote his play The Quare Fellow in 1956, and then the novel Borstal Boy in 1958. Brendan Behan, who wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother, you'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother, throw bricks at your father instead." It's the birthday of the poet Amy Lowell, born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1874, who said, "God made me a businesswoman, and I made myself a poet by studying imagism and unrhymed meter." Her posthumous collection of poetry, What's O'Clock, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1925. It's the birthday of the humorist George Ade, born in Kentland, Indiana, 1866, author of Fables in Slang in numerous volumes. And it's the birthday of the South African novelist J.M. Coetzee, born Cape Town, South Africa, 1940, author of many novels including Dusklands, Life and Times of Michael Kay, and Disgrace. A man known for his novels that took on South African apartheid, his breakthrough novel Waiting for Barbarians in 1980, an allegory about an army that arrives in a frontier town and tries to wipe out the peaceful nomadic people who live there. Also known as an intense and serious person, someone who worked with him for more than a decade said that he only saw Coetzee laugh one time. Here's a poem for today by Philip Appleman, entitled Vasectomy. After the steaming bodies swept through the hungry streets of swollen cities, after the vast pink spawning of family poisoned the rivers and ravaged the prairies, after the gamble of latex and diaphragms and pills, I invoked the white robes, gleaming blades ready for blood, and feeling the scourge of increase and multiply, made affirmation, yes, deliver us from complicity. And after the precision of scalpels, I woke to a landscape of sunshine, where the catbird mates for life, and maps trace out no alibis, stepped into a morning of naked truth, where acts mean what they really are, the purity of loving for the sake of love. Vasectomy, a poem by Philip Appleman, from New and Selected Poems, 1956 to 1996, published by the University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.